I think the most damning evidence is the fact that 21 people went there and never saw stars, and NASA said you cannot see them easily because the moon's surface is so bright. So explain, what does an astronaut see when he looks up at the sky and on the moon? Tell me what he sees.
Okay. The difference between being on Earth and looking at the stars and being on the moon during an Apollo landing and looking at the stars is, on Earth, you only see stars at night, right?
Right.
When you're in the shadow of the Earth, when you got 8,000 miles of solid rock between you and the sun, and you're looking out the shadow side, that's called after sunset, in night, before dawn. On the moon, the astronauts had to land during the daytime, and if you were to try to see stars, even on Earth without the atmosphere, on a surface, let's say on a desert landscape, the surface is so bright. The surface of the moon is as bright as the surface of the Earth because they're at the same distance from the sun. You're looking at a daylit surface. So what the human eye does is it stops down. You have an iris which contracts, and it gets very small to let in only enough light so you can see comfortably. It's a reflex. You don't even control it yourself. It's automatic. It's like a camera iris, except it gets so small that's because stars are literally millions of times dimmer than that sunlit surface. There's no way you can see the sunlit surface simultaneous with the stars.
Well, I'm not talking about looking at the bright surface and the stars at the same time. When they're looking up in the air, they're not looking at the surface. How is the surface light getting into their eyes?
Okay, all right.
Because on the
if we're going to have this conversation, I want you to take a very deep breath and calm down. You have some very good ideas, but as an objective listener, I would tend to reject or listen less carefully because you're so impassioned. And I've been there. I know what you feel like. So just calm down. Let's have a really cool conversation on some very important points. Have you looked at the Apollo spacesuit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know about the various elements of it, the helmet, the backpack, etc.?
And the visor, the curved visor?
The visor, which was, they had several visors they pulled down over the astronauts' eyes. They slid back up. They could raise them up. And on Apollo 17, Harrison Brown actually raised his gold visor and became the first human being in a spacesuit on the moon to actually be seen as a human being as opposed to a robot.
Right. I got that picture on my website.
Okay. Normally, the astronauts have the gold visor down. Why? Because on the moon with no air, you had raw ultraviolet light streaming out from the sun, which basically could cook you and cause, if not intense sunburn in a few minutes, certainly long-term potential for skin cancer. So they kept their visors down. Now, the visor was a very heavy gold filter. So even if they stood in the shadow of the lunar module, where they could isolate, basically put themselves in the shadow of something, simulating Earth night, and look up at the stars, they couldn't see the stars because the visor was so damn dense that it wouldn't allow faint starlight to come through. Now, where there are long exposure photographs taken, particularly on Apollo 16, the Orion lunar module, they set up an ultraviolet telescope, which took ultraviolet images in Lyman Alpha, which is a very short wavelength ultraviolet line of hydrogen, and they took pictures both of the Earth and the interaction of the magnetosphere, the solar wind, with the Earth and stars. And you can see on those long-term time exposures images of stars from the shadow of the LM. They also took lots of Hasselblad images, and you can see stars on the night side of the moon as they went around the moon in orbit, but you can't see stars on the day side, at least from my memory. I don't think I remember ever seeing a photograph of the day side of the lunar surface and the sky with stars, because unlike the sci-fi paintings and all those wonderful books you read growing up, they're simply too dim compared to a brightly sunlit surface.
Now,
this is not a mystery. There are much better mysteries that call into question some of the photography, which I agree with you, looks frankly hoaxed.
Or some of it could have been staged and they could have released it, Richard.
Exactly. That's what some of my photographic experts that I've called in over the years, you know, and I've been to Goddard, I've looked at the NSSD film. I took a crew of 8 people into NSSDC and spent 2 to 3 days going through the archives, pointing out problems. I mean, I have examples, actual examples, Eric, of NASA airbrushing the moon.
Well, I know this.
But you see, I have a different model.
So you're saying they faked some of the photos?
I think they faked some photos. I think they've hidden other things in the photos, and I'll give you my bottom line. I think there is an enormous Apollo conspiracy, and Georgia and this audience knows where I'm going. But I think we've been sold the wrong conspiracy to keep people like you, bright guys who are asking good questions, looking in the wrong direction, which these people are past masters at doing, because the real conspiracy is not that we go to the moon. It's what did we find on the moon?
No, there's aliens up there.
They don't want us to know. I'm not talking aliens. I'm talking ruins. Totally different subject.